the more the mind is used, the more flexible it becomes, and the more it takes upon itself new interests. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. The more the mind is used, the more flexible it becomes, and the more it takes upon itself new interests. This is quite a statement, and it's very true. I have dealt with young people who didn't want to do anything but play with their blocks. And then I would encourage them to look at other things. I say, come, look at this puppy. Oh, that was nice. They come and look at the puppy. I say, see the puppy's feet? The puppy has so many toes. And did you know the puppy has so many toes? And look at here, the puppy's foot bends different. See here, how your foot bends like this, the puppy's foot bends different. And you see the puppy's nose? It's just cool and nice. That means he's a healthy puppy. And look in his ears, see how clean they are? And I just get him to be interested in something else other than his blocks. And then when the span of time has ended for being interested in the puppy, then we go on to something else. And we go on to something else. When it's my opportunity or my privilege to work with somebody to encourage them to have their mind be more flexible, then I work with them. Now, when I was working with a young man up in Canada, I was working with him and sharing with him the idea that he was intelligent, that he was brilliant, that he was a worthwhile person. And almost immediately he sat down and gave me his full attention. He had been given the thought up to that point that he was not a worthwhile person, that he was not an intelligent person, that he's so bad, you know, that he's doing dumb things all the time. And, well, Herb, you weren't here experiencing all those things. No, no, now is the time. And so I went with him and I told him, I said, you know, you are so brilliant. You can accomplish anything you want. You can do anything you want. You can just move in any direction you want, and you have the ability to understand it. And you're blessed. You're really blessed. You don't say, other people don't. That's foolish to put other people down or to put him superior to other people. But that he has his personal best ability to be himself, that's the important thing we want to teach to children and to people. So I work with him on this. And as I work with him on this, he begins to like himself. He begins to appreciate. But this is not something that's done in 1 second. This is something that's done as a continual thing by the people who love him in this world. And I taught this to the people who love him in his world, quote, quote. And they said, but he'll never learn. He'll. And then I realized that was a task that fell on hard ground. The seeds were not come to fruition, or maybe they will, but not that I could see. And so I let it be. I just let it be. I had another wonderful person, and this person was inflexible in his mind about himself. He was inflexible in his mind about new interests. He had one thought, one girl, one person that was the important thing in his life, and that nobody else mattered. That's the one I want. And I said, well, maybe if you got her, you'll find out that she has body odor. Maybe if you got her, you'll find out that she merely got to you so that you'd get her, so that she could manage you and handle you and be rough on you. Now, or maybe a loving, gentle, wonderful person. If you're going to say you've got to have whatever it is you want, then you're in trouble. If you say, that which is for my highest and my best, I now have. That person who is the most exciting and most wonderful person for me in my life that I have. It might be the very person you're courting. And it might be somebody totally different, you know. But you have to be open and flexible. The more the mind is used, the more flexible it becomes, and the more it takes upon itself new interests. You see, even in finding a lover, in finding a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you have to be flexible. Because you look at the scene, you look at your, what would you say, your grab bag, you know, the people available in your life, the people that you're circulating with and knowing, and you say, well, now that's the best one, that's the one I want. And you don't know, just outside of your circle, outside of the flexibility of your mind, is a whole group of other people who are also even more supercalifragilistic than any person you've seen now. But when we are flexible in our mind, when we are flexible in our thinking, when we are open, then the mind can take upon itself new interests, new awarenesses. And it doesn't mean you throw the old ones away. You just put them in perspective. If I say to Edith Mary, "Edith Mary, you are certainly worth a diamond. Here's a little chip." And Edith Mary says, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a lovely thing to say, I'm worth that chip." And then, no, Edith Mary, this is the chip that came off of the Hope Diamond. Here is the Hope Diamond. This is what you're worth. She said, oh, well, thank you. She changed her horizon. Her flexibility grew. She looked at things with a new interest. The Hope Diamond, my. I don't know of any diamond that's greater than the Hope Diamond that's made around here. That's quite a compliment. Thank you very much. I accept. But now, you know, you don't get to keep it. Oh, who cares that you call me the Hope Diamond? That's enough for me. That's wonderful, you know. And that's true. Now, if I call you an emerald or a pearl or I call you a chip or something like that, they're all compliments. But we don't know the expandability of our consciousness to be the top compliment that we could possibly receive. And then if I said to Edith Mary, thank you for your very loving, gentle word. My heart was very heavy, and you gave me that loving, gentle word. It's more than any Hope Diamond or more than any valuable thing could ever be in my life. Now, you see, there again, flexibility in our mind and new interests. We don't know. If Edith Mary gave me the Hope Diamond and says, "Here, Herb, maybe this will help you through your sorrows," and I'll say, "Yeah, thanks a lot," you know. And then she says, "Herb, no, I'm always standing by you. I'm always your friend, and no matter what your problems are, I'm here for you." The Hope Diamond didn't do that, you know? Mm-hmm. So we have to be very flexible and very open. We have to have new interests. We have to have the ability to reach out. I was selling encyclopedias one time, as I may have mentioned many times, and I went to the door of this old man. He's about 63 years old, and just an old fart, you know. And I went to the door, and he said, "I'm too old to read this. I'm not interested in this anymore." Of course, in those days, they died younger, too, you know. Mm-hmm. "And I'm too old to do this. I'm too old." And I said, "Hey, do you have any grandchildren?" "Oh, yes, I have a boy and a girl, and are they wonderful." "Well, what if you could have the encyclopedia here at your house, and every time they came over to your house, you'd say, 'Come on, let's take an adventure. Let's go into the encyclopedia and find out something about fish, or something about birds, or something about how babies are born.' Babies are born. Oh, yes, you know, everybody wants to know how babies are born." And so then you've got that to show to them. And you're not just a dirty old man talking about things like that, you know. You're talking about something really important. And, oh, that's different. You see, when he was doing it for someone else, he could conceive of it. When he's just doing it for himself, "I'm too old to learn things. I'm too old to have new information in my input value." You know, and we say that. But when we have a reason for having it, like our grandchildren, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. When we have a reason for being lovely, that's wonderful. Be always yourself. Always listen to yourself. And let your mind always be flexible with new ideas. The day you die, be working on a new invention. Be working on something new. Be reading a new book. Be learning a new language. Be doing something that's exciting. And then as you pass on, you'll take this excitement right along with you into your next dimension, whatever it is, because you're already there. And what a wonderful life it is to be full of excitement in every moment of your life. Right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
What a wonderful thing it is to be full of excitement on every moment of your life. Now, that sort of thing never goes. That sort of thing never goes. And so, go with your thing. So, This is where we live, this is what we do, and this is how we are. The more the mind is used, the more flexible it becomes, and the more it takes upon itself of new interests. So today, let your mind be open, flexible, and ready for new interests, and watch the fun of living as it's living on and on and on.
Amen.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.